What I'm telling them is, I don't think this will make much sense in English. Maybe it will, because there is a Tibetan slang. When somebody does something very poorly, you know, like make a very quick kind of cook a food very quickly and no taste, or do some job very quickly so that it is broken. When you use it, it will be broken. So we call that, we normally call that, this is a dollar pencil job, you know. So now here in this recitation, the last recitation is read three times, repeated three times. Actually, this is only done because there's so many empowerment, and in one day you will be reciting this about 30, 40, 50, 60 times. So therefore it is okay to do it like this. But if you are giving only one empowerment, I don't think it will be relevant to most of you, but I'm telling them specially to Rinpoches and Lamas who will be giving the empowerments. So for them, when you give one or two empowerment only, then you have to recite the whole thing from beginning to end. Otherwise, it will become dolapenture. And in your language, that is relevant because, you know, when you do something good, then you say, is it okay? Then you will say, it's okay. It's actually, it was a signature, initial signature of a quality control person in a factory. And when that person signs his name, OK, with full stop, then it is all right. So that later became OK as a common terminology. That is what I was told by some Western person. I'm not sure I was just, the person is just telling me things or that is true. But I think that's true because OK doesn't make any sense. You know, there's no, all right would be, make sense. A-R, but OK doesn't really say anything. So this is what I'm telling them. So when Sukha Siddhi transmitted the final transmission of Nature of Mind, then she pointed her left hand's finger, without bell I think, to the sky, and pointed to the sky, and he said, Rigpa means the mind, the clear mind, intelligent mind. So leave that without any objective, just leave it, yogi. He said, hey yogi, you leave your Rigpa without any objective, just as it is. Then she continued, the sky which cannot be seen and it is empty, but if it is somehow consecrated with the root of the clear mind. So Namka, sky is empty, but when you see the sky, then your mind is seeing it. So the sky that you see and mind which sees the sky, actually not separate, two different things. And so with that root, you maintain with awareness, and rest you just leave it as it is. So with that exact words, then Kedu Chungpa Nanjur realized his nature of mind. So you are receiving this mudra and this word transmission, and I will read this three times. You try to remain in your natural state of mind. Mind is empty, yet it is clear. And empty and clear are not two different things. It is embodiment of each other, non-dualistic.